50s for a cooler start to the day, and it's a cooler day all around tomorrow. The highs into the upper 60s. Rounds coming in Tuesday night, early Wednesday. 50s in the morning, Wednesday's highs go only back to the mid-60s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Henderson Auctions is conducting the Dubler Electric Liquidation Auction Thursday, March 10th, selling 575 lots, absolute to the highest bidder, and with a large selection of tools and electrical supplies, all at hendersonauctions.com. Electric Liquidation Auction will be Thursday, March 10th. Go to hendersonauctions.com to preview and bid. Thursday, March 10th. Auctioneer Jay Henderson, number 1160. hendersonauctions.com. hendersonauctions.com.
Welcome to a brand new season of In the Paint, talking New Orleans Pelicans basketball all season with your host, WGSO radio personality, Mitch Gibbs.
All right, welcome to another edition of In the Paint. And we talk sports, but we talk great events, fundraisers and conventions, all that good stuff. And a good, really great announcement next week. We'll be back at the Hilton leading up to the Final Four, which is in New Orleans, the national semifinals and finals of college basketball. That's a great economic boost, especially coming out of the pandemic and the mask mandate and all that good stuff. So we're glad that we're making progress there. But let's go to our first guest, Paint the Town Green, a great fundraising event every year for Rain Tree Services. And we have Alden Howard to talk about that. They have their event March 17th. It's going to be at City Park at the Arbor Room. So, Alden, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, great. It's always a pleasure. I've been to so many of those great events, and it's such you guys always put on a great fundraising event, and the food, the drinks is all wonderful. It's a great cause as well. So tell us a little bit about, I mean, we want to talk about the fundraiser, obviously, on March 17th, but also what Rain Tree Services, the services they provide. So tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So Rain Tree was founded in 1926. It's a very old nonprofit here in the center of Uptown. And here we provide services, an array of services to children and youth. And some include, you know, therapeutic foster care programs for children between the ages of birth to 21 who've been abused, neglected, or determined to need help. Also, we've established this qualified residential treatment program, which is our in-house program. It's here in Uptown. It's a house for young girls between the ages of 11 and 17 who are adolescent females who've been, you know, victims of neglect and abuse and a lot of other really harsh circumstances. And we try to give them a lot of behavioral support and, you know, trauma-based relational interventions. And so we have, we also work with foster care systems all throughout the state, helping place foster children all throughout Louisiana. So it's not just New Orleans area that we serve. We are an all over Louisiana nonprofit. We're just centered here in Uptown. So we're really excited about this event coming up on the March 17th because it is our first in-person event in 2 years. So it's a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have been doing this for a long time, and I remember you've been at different venues. It's great to rotate that. I think that's a great idea as well. And it's always a first-class event. So it's coming up March 17th. We're only 10 days out. We're already March 7th. We got St. Patrick's parades this weekend.
So we know.
Isn't that crazy? We just finished Mardi Gras. We got more parades. So it's
you're telling me. I mean, we just finished Mardi Gras, and I'm going into a gala. You know what I mean? So I'm with you. No, I know. St. Patrick's Day is kind of the perfect day for it because Paint the Town Green was something that was coined by our honoree this year, Lana Duke, who's kind of a, you know, notorious woman in business here in New Orleans. And she kind of came up with it, you know, 12 years ago when we started this. This is our 12th annual one. And it's been, because it's kind of based around the Rain Tree Green theme. So the fact that it lands on St. Patrick's Day is just kind of a coincidence of fate. You know, we've moved it numerous times, but we finally landed on March 17th. And I think it's going to be a great event. We're definitely going to celebrate the holiday along with, you know, raising money for a great cause.
Yeah, and so I was just thinking about a lot of fundraisers are Thursday night, which is good because you don't want to compete with the weekends, and it just happens that St. Patrick's falls on a Thursday on the 17th.
Right. No, I know. It was kind of just one of those, you know, coincidences. We were trying to look for a better date because we had to move it because of, you know, the pandemic and everything from the original location in September 2021. But, you know, this has been full steam ahead for this one, and we're looking forward to getting back out there and seeing our sponsors in person. It's going to be a kind of a reunion of sorts to see everybody again and kind of see old friends and old faces and kind of reestablish our network of incredible donors that we have. We have such a supportive sponsor network. We really do.
And, you know, that venue's great, too, because, you know, if you have a nice weather day, I mean, it's beautiful out there with those.
Well, you better not put the gree-gree on me, okay? Yeah, it better be good weather. You know,
well,
don't even.
Yeah, we don't know. Well, this week, Thursday or Friday, could be some rain, so let's hope that we have a reverse next week. But we've had it always makes me nervous when we have, like, a stretch of about a week or 10 days of nice weather, because I say, here it's coming. But we got that this weekend. And then
that's exactly what I was looking at. I was like, okay, I'm not going to check the weather forecast until it's a week out, but I have secretly been checking it. And let's hope, because it has that beautiful palm fountain, and it's going to be all lit up in green, you know, and all the oak trees will be uplit with green. It's going to be gorgeous. It's going to be a gorgeous night out in City Park, and we're really looking forward to it, you know. And I think it's going to be a great time honoring Lana Duke, like I said, but also, you know, raising money with our silent auction and our live auction, and having all of our wonderful food vendors represented as well. They're always such a huge support.
Do you want to mention, I know, obviously, before we let you go, you got to mention how you can purchase tickets, the website, and all that information. But mention a little bit about who is supporting you guys, like the food vendors, the beverage vendors, for example.
Oh, of course. Yes. Well, you know, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, as always, is a huge vendor or a huge food vendor for us. But we have, you know, Chateau, with the country club, and also Peroni's and Antoine's and GW Finn's and Dragos, and trying to just remember them off the top of my head. They're all coming to me. Theo's is also helping out, and Urban South is providing green beer, and so they're being wonderful. Our Raintree level sponsor this year is Angel Wing Foundation, which is led by Cindy, or is our big sponsor, Cindy Paulin, and she is putting, you know, a large amount of money towards this gala. So as our Raintree sponsor, she's the overarching one. She's the presenting sponsor of the gala.
That sounds great. And again, give us the website before we let you go.
100%. It's BidPal, and you want to go to BidPal/RaintreeNola. It's bidpal.com.
Okay.
/RaintreeNola.
That sounds great. I mean, like I said, you know, you guys always have a great event, and it sounds like the vendors are fantastic, and you know, it's a great location right around Pop's Fountain. They've had a lot of great events there, so should be a great night. We won't say anything about the outdoor conditions, and let's just hope everything's smooth and everything should be cool, right?
And just to reiterate, actually, the BidPal is, it's one.bidpal.net/RaintreeGala.
Okay.
/welcome, which is the actual ticket site. I just pulled it up in front of me. But yes, that's the easiest way to purchase tickets. You know, you can also contact us directly at Raintree to purchase tickets. But either way, we would be happy to have everyone who is interested in supporting Raintree come and support us at this gala.
Well, we just pulled it up on our laptop, so it's easy to find. So it looks great. I like the invitation there. So it looks perfect. And we'll mention again before we get off the air today. So hey, it's great to talk to you. Thanks, Alden, for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. That was Alden Howard talking about Paint the Town Green. which is March 17th, just 10 days away on St. Patrick's Day evening. And they're going to, of course, you got to have green beer. And that's we'll mention it before we leave the air, the website to purchase tickets at the City Park Arbor Room, Pops Fountain. Easy to find, great park, plenty of parking over there, great vendors as well. So we're going to take our first break, and we're going to have Tracy Napolitano on next with us. We just heard from him, so we're going to have him on in the next segment to talk about the Bourbon Festival, which is back, which is great. That is March 23rd to 26th. Multiple venues. I know they do something at the Hilton. They do the Contemporary Arts Center. Always spread it around, and the bourbons, it's the best. It's like you feel like you know, you're getting the best bourbons in the world. They have people that come from overseas. They have the Sinatra collection from Jack Daniels. I've tried all of them. They're all fantastic. So we'll be back with Tracy to get his thoughts on a big event coming up. That they're back. The Bourbon Fest is back. We'll be back right after these messages. Mitch Gibbs here for Premier Nissan of Metairie. They have flexible payment plans and are proud to be your one-stop automotive shop featuring quality inventory at competitive prices, car loan assistance, and auto repair and maintenance services. They are located at 6636 Veterans Boulevard in Metairie, Louisiana, and are open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Stop by today for the best deals in town or call them at 504-455-5800.
This is Jed Darensberg with DA Exterminating Company. Here's our jingle. Hope it bugs you.
DA Exterminating. The real DA is on the way. Say your home's got fleas or home's got bugs. Crawling in your walls or on your rugs. Say no to bugs. Tell your DA. Pick up the phone. We're on the way. DA Exterminating.
We offer complete pest and termite control featuring the Centricon system. DA Exterminating Company. 800-650-PEST.
DA.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain due to a recent auto accident? Did you go to the ER only to have them tell you that nothing is wrong? Dr. Stephen Tremuda with Doctors Rehab Services is here to help. Chiropractic care is considered one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With three metro area locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, Dr. Tremuda makes it easy to start your road to recovery. For more info or a free consultation, call Dr. Tremuda at 504-465-5353.
The following is a paid endorsement.
He's a man of integrity.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Monday, I'll be broadcasting live the entire show from the Pelican Institute Solutions Summit in Baton Rouge. We'll be discussing with state leaders all of the major issues affecting all of us here in Louisiana. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11. On WGSO.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
All right, we're back and trying to get Tracy on the line, but I want to mention the Bourbon Festival and Wes has helped me out here. We're looking at the venue and the menu. You have grand tastings. There's a Friday grand tasting. There's a Saturday grand tasting. And you get the best bourbon, like I talked about. You get New Orleans cuisine, food. There's a cigar lounge, jazz music, and the marketplace. And those are going to take place at the Contemporary Arts Center from 8 to 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. So that's going to be Friday and Saturday, which would put it, I believe, at, March 25th and March 26th. Friday, we were just talking about St. Patrick's on the 17th, so the 24th would be the next Thursday. So the 25th of March would be the Friday Grand Tasting. The 26th of March would be the Saturday Grand Tasting. They've got seminars as well. And Wes, can you move it up? And they also have an ultimate VIP package, which is sold out, but there's a VIP package for $329, which is a great price. You get the Friday and Saturday seminars. You get the early entry to both grand tastings and the Thursday VIP party. Let's see if we can find that one. The VIP, and there's bourbon dinners as well, which you have to look those up. But the New Orleans Bourbon Festival, the seminars are going to be on March 25th and 26th. And we talked about the grand tastings. Let's see, Wes, can you scroll down a little bit? And we've got the Sazerac event coming up on the 26th, Saturday, 5 p.m. So, and the website is NewOrleansBourbonFestival.com. NewOrleansBourbonFestival.com. And you get to go through all these seminars and tastings. We talked about the grand tastings on Friday and Saturday, March 25th, March 26th at the CAC from 8 to 11 p.m. There's a Thursday VIP party. We're looking for that one to see where that takes place. Let's go to the schedule again or the tickets and see where we find that. And in the VIP, you get the party. That's $329, and you also get the seminars on Friday, Saturday, and early entry to the tastings as well as the VIP party on Thursday. All this is on bourbonfestival.com, the 2022 Bourbon Festival. And so there's just a lot of great choices there, and you can't pass that up. It's just every year it's such a great thing. They've got the seminars Friday and Saturday. If you just want to do the seminars, that's $129. And then let's see what else they got. So they even have a designated driver. If you just want to have food, you don't want to do the taste. But I think you got to go for the bourbon tastings. I mean, I've been there like several years, and they had like the Jack Daniels had the Sinatra collection. You've had Calumet Farms out of Kentucky. Remember, Kentucky is really bourbon country, and they get a lot of people that come from Kentucky and even overseas as well, because bourbon is worldwide now. So that's the Bourbon Festival, bourbonfestival.com. And so it goes all the way from the 23rd to the 26th. They have bourbon dinners as well. Go on the website. They'll give you all the information. And so, Tracy does such a wonderful job with that. And this town, I mean, when we think about we think about old fashions. We think about the guy was telling me about, during Mardi Gras, they were doing the bourbon milk punches. You got the, you think the Sazerac has all those great drinks. You think about the old fashioned. There's so many great bourbon drinks you can have. So anyway, and you could do a little taste of bourbon, or you get like, remember when JR over in the old days of Dallas, he would get bourbon and branch. You get bourbon on the rocks, you get bourbon with a splash of water. They'll do it all. They'll do it all for you. You could stay. They talk about the Marriott Hotel if you want to stay there. Transportation links are going to be provided. Let's look at the vendors we got here. Vendor information. They're at the Contemporary Arts Center. So they've got all these great people coming. And, let's get the contact information. We got NewOrleansBourbonFestival.com. And you can go on the website, and you can even leave them an email and your information, and they'll answer your questions as well. So that's what's going on. Let's say laissez le bon temps rouler. They've got judges. Their mission is provide attendees with the best bourbon and cuisine. Charitable, they have a mission, the Kids NOLA Incorporated as well. They have seminars, so all great stuff. Again, all this stuff is on bourbonfestival.com. Now, we're going to take a break in a couple of minutes. We got Glenn Gilbo coming up in the second half of the show to talk about LSU. The SEC basketball tournament takes place this week, and I'll be there. I'm going to Tampa Bay for that in the Amelia Arena, which is downtown, right off the bay in downtown Tampa Bay. They got the SEC basketball tournament going on. They also have the Tampa Bay Downs has the Tampa Bay Derby, which I'll be at as well. And that's Saturday at Tampa Bay. So a lot of great things going on in Tampa Bay starting in a couple of days, all through the weekend. The finals will be on Sunday of the men's basketball tournament. Saturday is the Tampa Bay Derby at Tampa Bay Downs. And so we'll see how that goes. So we're going to talk to Glenn Gilbo and get his thoughts on that. We got Gary Smith coming up as well to talk about the Pelicans. They were on a roll, and they almost had a chance to win last night at Denver and lost the game in overtime. So they're 10 games. They're 26-36. So they've got, 20, according to my math, that's 62. So they got 20 games left to go. Remember, you play 82 games, 41 home, 41 away. 20 games left to go. They're in 10th place by half a game and only a game out of 9th place. Remember, if you finish between 7 and 10, there's a play-in tournament to get in the final 8 in each conference. So right now, if the season ended today, the Pelicans would be in the playoffs. So that's interesting. Zion Williams news. I don't think he's going to play this year, but they say he's going to be back with the team next week. But I don't. What I'm hearing is he's not even been cleared for full practice yet. So I don't. With 20 games left to go, realistically, is he going to be able to play? I don't know. But he will be back in New Orleans with the team next week. They're just waiting because they were on the road. They were in Denver last night. Tomorrow night, they're at Memphis, and they got to deal with the third-best team record-wise in the Western Conference, Ja Morant and the Memphis Grizzlies. That's a tough place to play. I was in Memphis for the Liberty Bowl and right next to the arena there, and they are playing great basketball in Memphis. So that's going to be a tough game for the Pelicans. But, hey, Denver's a solid team, and Pelicans brought them to overtime. C.J. McCollum's been a great acquisition for the Pelicans. He's been very good. Ingram had a big game last night, and so they're playing well. They had won 4 games in a row, and they lost a tough one. So they're right in the mix right now, at least to make it into the play-in situation. And if you don't advance in the playing situation, you're still a lottery team. So that's the good thing about that. So it's almost like you get a second bite at it. And we'll see how that goes. But we'll be talking to those guys and get their thoughts on LSU, how they'll do in the SEC basketball tournament this week in Tampa Bay, Florida. And then we'll talk to Gary Smith from The Advocate about the Pelicans with 20 games left to go in the season. Will they finish strong enough to get in the play-in tournament and have a chance to get in the regular playoffs? We'll see how that goes. All right, so we're past Mardi Gras. We got St. Patrick's Day coming up. We got those parades coming up this weekend. And then I think we get a break from parades after that until I think we got an Easter parade or something. Easter coming up in April. We're flying. And then we got daylight savings, I think, this weekend, which is not, I'm not a big fan of. But anyway, want to remind you that we'll be back at the Hilton for the next month. Live every Monday at lunchtime. Same place, the Spirits Bar, first floor of the lobby of the hotel, right off Convention Center Boulevard in Poydras. And we'll be leading up to the Final Four, the college basketball tournament, into the national semifinals and finals, live at the Superdome, just a few blocks away from us in New Orleans. We'll be back with the second half of the show, In the Paint, live from downtown New Orleans, right after these messages.
After 84 weeks of free live stream music shows, FunkyUncle.live has moved our shows to The Howling Wolf so we can bring the funk to you every Wednesday at 7 p.m. We're selling tickets at the door and on our website for only $15, and for only $5 at the door with a valid student ID. And don't worry if you aren't able to join us at The Howling Wolf, FunkyUncle.live will still be live streaming the show every Wednesday for free. Coming to the FunkyUncle.live stage on March 9th, it's Noggin. 100% of proceeds generated from ticket sales goes to the Funk Fund that has raised over $550,000 and helped over 700 musicians and gig workers. So join us for a great cause at the Howling Wolf or at FunkyUncle.live.
Tom Fitzmorris here with the Edible Dictionary Word of the Day, brought to you by Dornex, just voted one of the Food and Wine Magazine's top 20 regional supermarkets of all time. Today's Edible Dictionary Word is
hominy. Hominy is dried corn kernels treated with a mild lye solution to remove the hulls and germ to avoid sprouting. The name comes from a Native American language, logically enough, since they are the ones who developed the process, using hot water and ash to do the job. When ground, hominy becomes the familiar grits eaten with breakfast in the South. You can buy whole hominy kernels, canned or in bags, but it's not much eaten in that form, and with good reason. One dish in which the whole hominy is essential is the southwestern American stew called pozole. It's very familiar in New Mexico.
The Food Show.
Mitch Gibbs here for Premier Nissan of Metairie. They have flexible payment plans and are proud to be your one-stop automotive shop featuring quality inventory at competitive prices, car loan assistance, and auto repair and maintenance services. They are located at 6636 Veterans Boulevard in Metairie, Louisiana, and are open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Stop by today for the best deals in town or call them at 504-455-5800. Are you suffering from neck and back pain due to a recent auto accident? Did you go to the ER only to have them tell you that nothing is wrong? Dr. Steven Tremuta with Doctors Rehab Services is here to help. Chiropractic care is considered one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With three metro area locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, Dr. Tremuta makes it easy to start your road to recovery. For more info or a free consultation, call Dr. Tremuta at 504-465-5353.
Before you pay that other pest control company there, quote, home of the $650 termite treatment protection plan, called DA. I'm Jed Derensburg with DA Exterminating, and I bet we can beat that price. We offer different treatment methods featuring the Centricon bait system, and we have one of the best termite protection plans in the country. Before you pay $650 to another company, call DA. New Orleans metro area, North Shore, and Homer. DA Exterminating, complete pest and termite control services since 1959. Call 800-650-PEST.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 10th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574. All right, we're back for the second half of the show, and we're just talking about the SEC basketball tournament, which begins this week in Tampa Bay, Florida. I was just there for the Outback Bowl, and it's a great city, and I've been there twice now, and I'm coming back on Thursday, so I'll be there for a few days, not only for the tournament, but for the Tampa Bay Derby at Tampa Bay Downs. So they got a big week there. We had Glenn Gilbo with us with Outkick.com. to talk a little bit about that. So, Glenn, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Yeah, and I just looked at the projections yesterday for they actually already have a projected draw for the tournament, the big tournament, and they've got LSU projected as a sixth seed, which I thought was generous, you know, because I thought LSU was more like a seven or eight, but, you know, or eight or nine, wherever, but I'm glad, you know, LSU. I want LSU to have the best chance possible. So do you think – I mean, we got to see how the SEC tournament plays out, obviously, this week. But if you had to decide today what seeding you would give LSU, where would you be with that?
I think I'd have them at about a six or seven. You know, they've been a seven for recent weeks, over recent weeks. And then they beat a number five seed projection in Alabama on Saturday, that was one of the best wins in probably more than a month, and it was a ranked Alabama team, which Alabama has the toughest schedule in the country, and they've also beat a lot of ranked teams like Baylor, you know. So that was a good win for LSU. So that, you know, I could see them being a six, and then probably keeping that if they win a couple of games in the SEC tournament. But you know, those numbers don't matter a lot. You know, you're going to have, shoot, you could have eight SEC teams in this NCAA tournament.
Yeah, that's, I would say the only way I think, reason why I think it matters is a six seed is good because you don't, if you advance, you get to play a three, not a one or a two in the second round, which is, I think, is a good thing. Oh, it might not make that big of a difference based upon how close a lot of these teams are. But I would say from that perspective as well, and maybe it helps you where you go, how far away you go from your home city. What can LSU drop or rise based upon their performance in the SEC tournament, assuming they don't win the tournament?
Well, you know, the SEC is so strong this year. It's one of the better leagues, if not the best league. You know, and you don't get penalized if you lose to a good SEC team. Like, LSU lost to Arkansas last week. They should have won that game. They really blew it. But they didn't really lose any ground and with that loss as far as RPIs and seeding and stuff. And some of LSU's other wins helped cut, like they beat Kentucky. They beat Tennessee early in the season when they were ranked. Those helped cover up some real bad losses, like LSU lost to Ole Miss and Vanderbilt not long ago. You know, I think it's probably not going to matter much either way, unless LSU, you know, wins the SEC tournament. Then they could possibly move to a five, or making a five seed, or maybe get into the semis. But you know, LSU is a weird team. They got a lot of talent, and when they play well and don't play sloppy and silly with, you know, ridiculous fouls, you know, they could go a long way.
Yeah, no, we were talking early in the season that they could have a deep run, and then I was at a couple of games in Baton Rouge, and they beat Tennessee and were beating Arkansas, and then they kind of struggled at the end. But they look great against Tennessee, who's playing well right now. And so, the talent is there. It's a question of peaking at the right – and they are – you know, they had Kentucky a little bit on the ropes a couple of weeks ago or last week. They should have beaten Arkansas, like you said. They beat Alabama in a tough game and ended up winning overtime. So I think that the NCAA selection committee is saying these guys went through a rough patch, but they're playing more like they did early in the season at this point, which is a good thing. What's going to determine – how well they do in the big term, in the NCAA tournament, in your opinion?
Well, you know, Xavier Pinson is back and healthy at point guard. He's really a key. And the thing about this LSU team that's different than Wade's past teams, which have been very good and advanced in the NCAA tournament, is he's really got a good defense. I mean, they really can play a good press defense. They lead the nation in steals. They got like 15 steals against Alabama. So if they can just settle down and not commit fouls when they don't need to, and kind of slow down, you know, it's kind of hard to play hard, fast, and slapping balls for steals all game and then suddenly not do it. That's how you don't get those fouls. But they just need to learn how to do that with more experience and drills. And I think they can go a far way. I mean, they usually hurt themselves more than anything, you know, with some ridiculous fouls, and then they get a little sloppy and they tend to blow leads, and you know, they don't have a great shooter they can really depend on, but they got some great scorers in offense, particularly in transition. And they're a kind of team, once they get out of the SEC, I think it helps them, you know, because they're a lot to deal with. And Wade's teams tend to get figured out the second time he goes through the SEC. So that's not going to happen in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I think that they, you know, they get a little better perimeter shooting, little less turnovers, which I think has been a couple of the issues that have hurt them, especially when they lost a couple of bad games. And you have to say this, this sounds very general to say this, but there's no great – I mean, Gonzaga is going to be probably the number one seed, but we've seen Gonzaga be very good, and they have not been able to win a national championship. And Baylor won last year. I like, you know, if Glenn, thinking of sleepers even outside the SEC, I like Villanova. You know, they're like 25-1. They've won a couple of times. They might not be as good as they were on those other two championship years, but I think they got a shot, and I think a fairly wide-open tournament. Is there anybody in the SEC or outside the SEC that you think that we wouldn't even think of that could be a sleeper that could win the whole tournament?
Well, I think Alabama. I don't think Alabama can win the whole tournament, but I think they can go far because they're kind of a freaky team too. But as far as nationally, no, I think Duke is you know Coach K's last season. You know, I think that could be a magic potion. You know, North Carolina just got ranked after they beat Duke. They have under double digit losses, but I like the Villanova coach. You know. But you're right. There's a lot of teams that can win it. Gonzaga, Baylor, Arizona. There's a lot of teams in that mix. And there's nobody that looks just so intimidating or powerful.
Yeah. I mean, I went to the casino and I made a couple of bets. And I bet Villanova. I wanted to bet Baylor, but, you know, they won last year. I just think it's, you know, I just don't think they're as good as they were last year. And I went with UCLA, who, God, They would be a reach, I think, but for some reason I jumped on them. They had a good run last year, but it'll be interesting to see. Let's talk about the two top teams in the SEC, Auburn and Kentucky. Coach Cal has had chances to win the national championship, and he's only won one time. He doesn't have an Anthony Davis type guy, in my opinion, on a good team, so I just don't see it. But Auburn, who might be a one seed, is a dangerous team. Do you like any of those top teams in the SEC?
Well, I think Auburn and Kentucky can both get to the Final Four. You know, Kentucky's been dealing with injuries all year. You know, I mean, people talk about LSU's injuries. Kentucky's really had more. Ty Washington's been hurt, came back, got hurt like three times. They've been missing some other guys, too. Oscar Tshiebwe is a great player who can just dominate the tournament. And, you know, I think Auburn is a great team. They kind of had a little lull, but they still were able to win their most SEC games ever. The 15th, they were ranked number one this year, first time ever. And they've been in the Final Four just a few years ago. You know, they know what that's like. So they could definitely go and win it all.
And before I let you go, to LSU baseball, you know, there's a lot of expectations, right, with a new coach. They have lost a couple of games. What are your thoughts briefly on what we should see or expect this year from LSU baseball?
Well, I mean, you know, Jay Johnson inherited a great team, a super regional team with a lot of offense that came back, like Dylan Cruz and Trey Morgan, and then he added some good transfers. I mean, this is an Omaha team. You know, they played some great competition over the weekend and got beat twice. But I still, you know, their pitching might be okay to pretty good, not great. Their offense is going to be great. So I think they can definitely get to Omaha.
And let's just say this, they're going to be in New Orleans, and I know they're going to be playing UNO at the lakefront in April. So if you want to come see them in New Orleans. So, hey, Glenn, it's always a pleasure. Give me who do you like to win the SEC tournament?
You know, I think I'm going to take Auburn. I think Auburn's going to win that tournament. I think they're a special team. They can do it all. But it's a wide open tournament. I think you're going to see LSU probably get to the semis. I think it's going to be a very entertaining tournament. This is probably the best the SEC has been in years. I mean, there's a bunch of good teams. You know, Tennessee, we didn't mention Tennessee. They could go far in the NCAA tournament too. So
yeah,
it's going to be great. We're going to be covering it all week.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'm getting there Thursday. And just think about it, LSU, If they make a run, the Final Four is in New Orleans this year, so just something to think about. But anyway,
yeah, I'll be there.
Glenn, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Okay, buddy. Thank you.
All right, so that was Glenn Gilbo talking a little LSU basketball SEC tournament. We even threw in a little baseball because we've started with baseball season. Everybody's playing well. UNO Tulane in LSU. That's a good thing. We always have competitive baseball from the three major schools, although you got to think Louisiana Tech's got a good team. They beat LSU once this year, and UL always has a good team as well. So there's a lot of good baseball in this part of the country, in the state of Louisiana. So we'll see how they all do. Tulane won a series over Mississippi State, was the defending national champion. They won two out of three in New Orleans. UNO's playing well in their conference, and they got to play Oklahoma on the road. So that'll be a good test for UNO next week when they travel to Oklahoma to play a three-game series with the Sooners, a baseball series. And then, like we said, LSU with Jay Johnson from Arizona. A lot of talent, dangerous team, Omaha potential. You could make that argument about some other teams in Louisiana as well. But we're going to take our final break, and we'll be back with more of In the Paint live here. We have Gary Smith on next to talk about the Pelicans, who had a good winning streak going. They lost a tough one in overtime last night in Denver. Tomorrow night they're at Memphis. We'll see how things go, and can they make the play-in tournament? We'll be back right after these messages. Are you suffering from neck and back pain due to a recent auto accident? Did you go to the ER only to have them tell you that nothing is wrong? Dr. Stephen Tremuta with Doctors Rehab Services is here to help. Chiropractic care is considered one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With three metro area locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, Dr. Tremuta makes it easy to start your road to recovery. For more info or a free consultation, call Dr. Tremuta at 504-465-5353. Mitch Gibbs here for Premier Nissan of Metairie. They have flexible payment plans and are proud to be your one-stop automotive shop featuring quality inventory at competitive prices, car loan assistance, and auto repair and maintenance services. They are located at 6636 Veterans Boulevard in Metairie, Louisiana, and are open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Stop by today for the best deals in town or call them at 504-455-5800.
This is Jed Derensburg with DA Exterminating Company. Here's our jingle. Hope it bugs you.
DA Exterminating. The real DA is on the way. Say your home's got fleas or home's got bugs. Crawling in your walls or on your rugs. Say no to bugs. Tell your DA. Pick up the phone. We're on the way. DA Exterminating.
We offer complete pest and termite control featuring the Centricon system. DA Exterminating Company. 800-650-PEST.
DA.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 10th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
The following is a paid endorsement.
He's a man of integrity. Want to be attorney.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
All right, reminder, next week and all the way through the Final Four in April, we'll be live at the Hilton. Same spot we were for the Saints show all season long. We want to thank all those great people at the Hilton Hotel in the lobby of the hotel on the first floor, the Spirits Bar. So, you know, we're going to invite some of our guests if they want to come down and sit there and, you know, maybe have a drink and talk whatever they want to talk about, whether it's sports, politics, well, not politics, sports, events, you know, anything like that. So we'll see how that goes. But we'll be back there next Monday, a week from Monday, right before St. Patrick's Day, which is next Thursday, talking some of that stuff. We got Gary Smith with The Advocate with us right now. So, Gary, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks for having me on the show.
All right, so we already covered LSU and the SEC tournament with Glenn Gilbo. So I want to ask you your thoughts on the Pelicans, because they were a little bit hot. They had a winning streak going, and then they had a chance to win last night and lost at Denver, which is, you know, respectable. Denver's a playoff team, and then tomorrow night, you know, every time they're going to play Memphis, you think about Ja Morant and Anthony. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course Zion Williamson, Ja Morant. But so anyway, in the news, I got the email that the Pelicans are saying that Zion Williamson will return and be back with the team in New Orleans after tomorrow night when they go back home and play some games. But he's still not going to be playing. I think he hasn't been cleared yet for full practice. So what do you read into that?
Not sure. I mean, I guess it's a better sign if he's with the team than when he's not. You like to see the guy around the team, but what, they've got 18 games left in the regular season. I'm skeptical that we'll actually see his beat on the court, which is where it really matters.
Yeah, I mean, I think so too. We're a little like around 20 or so less games left to go. Yeah, I mean, what would be, you know, and if he was able to play, and you think you're going to get in the play-in tournament, which is right now they would be, but that's an iffy, that's a 50-50 proposition. Mm-hmm. He would have to play a few games in the regular season before they got to the play-in. Yeah. It would make no sense to try to throw him in there at that point. So your feelings are, I'll believe it when I see it, I guess.
That is correct, and you know they were playing really well out of the All-Star break. There's no shame in losing to Denver, but it was a tough loss because all they had to do was make some free throws at the end of the game, and they probably went it. They went 1-for-2 straight times. That allowed the Nuggets, who had a huge lead and then fallen behind. I think the Nuggets were down by 11 with 3 minutes left in that game, with a little more than 3 minutes left. That's a game, I don't care who you're playing, I don't care how dominant Jokic is, that's a game you should win in that situation. And they was kind of shades of some games they lost earlier in the year. And every game's important this time as they're trying to get into a play-in and even have a chance, you know, and maybe a chance to even get up to the eighth seed. We'll see. But I'm just skeptical, though. There's no way Zion's in playing shape. It would take him a while. He'd have to be back pretty soon, I would think, and to be an effective player by the time of the playoffs. And I don't think anybody thinks he's going to be back soon. So, well, I'm skeptical.
Well, you could also say, let's say we get about 5 to 10 more games down the road, where the Pelicans stand. If it's going in the bad direction, then what's the point? If they have a chance, you know, maybe, you know, that'll be a consideration, you think, as well. But the C.J. McCollum trade has been very good for the. I mean, for a team that has not made great trades in for many years, it might end up being one of the best trade they've made in a long time. Assuming C.J. McCollum's happy here because his offense is great, and I think he and Brandon Ingram are learning how to play together, which is a good thing as well. And then you see how things go next year. If you don't make the play-in or you don't get beyond the play-in, you get a lottery pick, maybe you get lucky and get somebody else. I mean, you got to look to the future, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And now the Pelicans have two legitimately great players to build around, and I'm not talking about Zion in that equation. C.J. McCollum, I think the last time I was on your show, I told you, I saw a stat where he'd made more outside shot, more jump shots than any player in the NBA over the last 6 years. Anybody, because it, obviously Steph Curry has been injured for part of that time and stuff like that. But I mean, this guy's a bona fide great scorer, and he's saying all the right things in New Orleans. It looks like he's happy. And B.I., I mean, he made one of the luckiest shots I've ever seen in my life, but it kind of just shows how talented that guy is. He just throws it up under, like, sidearm at the buzzer and hits a 40-footer at the end of one of the quarters. And, you can win with those two guys. And yeah. It's the first time that they've had something, that they've had a building block that didn't involve their star player, Anthony Davis before Zion, in a long time in this franchise. So I'd say for the first time, I would be fairly optimistic if I were them.
Well, you know, you got to, the Pelicans have a little bit of a luxury because it's hard for them to attract big name, expensive free agents, so they can absorb a guy like, because you think about CJ McCollum, where all these other teams that were maybe playoff teams, but maybe not necessarily contenders for the whole thing, that didn't go after CJ McCollum because maybe they just didn't have the cap space. They didn't want to go into the luxury tax issue. But the Pelicans, we always say, oh, well, nobody wants to come here. That's expensive. Come to New Orleans. But then again, when we find a guy like that, we can afford him because we don't have a lot of those kind of guys.
No. And it is funny because there was speculation that this was going to happen ahead of time. There was a column written in The Advocate advocating for them to pick up McCollum a couple of weeks before the deal was done, and I remember thinking at the time, that would be too good a move. It's not going to happen.
It's amazing that why would Portland have moved him? I guess they just want to start over. Is that
I guess they just want to start over. I'm not really. I follow the Pelicans. I cover them a little bit, but I'm not up on, because it does on the surface. Why would you be willing to get rid of a guy that good and who's not a problem off the court either? I don't know.
Well, you always want to keep. The biggest criticism, I think, and you would agree with me, with the Pelicans and decision making has been not getting 3-point perimeter type shooters, and the league the 3-point shots become the most important and dominating factor in this league, and yet Portland gets rid of a guy who's one of the better guys who does that. That made no sense to me.
It's one of those deals. They're on a treadmill. They kind of flukily made the conference finals a couple years ago with Dame Lillard hitting some ridiculous shots, and then when teams go backwards from there, there's just this incredible demand to make changes. But a lot of times, changes you should never make change for the sake of change.
I agree.
To get better, and that's a move that got them that got Portland worse.
I agree. So hey, we got to wrap it up, but. Like I said, you agree with me. It's just they can't lose games like they did last night when they have leads, and they got to finish these games. And if they can finish games, I think they probably get in the play-in. But they've lost too many games like that, so that makes it a 50-50 proposition whether they're going to get in that situation.
Correct. They'd won three straight games by more than 20 points, and they'd never done that in franchise history going into that game, some stat like that. So they really were playing well, but that's, this is the NFL, NBA, everything's ephemeral. And it really would have been nice for them to get that win under their belt too. Then they really could have been on a roll.
I think that Memphis is going to be a tough one tomorrow night. They've been playing well. I wouldn't be surprised if they win, but I think it's going to be a tough game to win.
And Memphis is coming off a bad loss last night too. So they'll be incredibly motivated to win because they're fighting for that number two seed in the West. I agree with you. Ja Morant's typically dominated the Pelicans in his career already, and I have a feeling that I agree with you. That's going to be a tough one.
Well, hey, Gary, thanks for joining. I'll hopefully talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks for having me on.
All right, so we got to wrap it up, and we'll be back next week at the Hilton Hotel starting our stint, talking Final Four all the way through April, live at the Hilton at noon. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
My name is Eric Schein. I'm a former naval officer, a graduate of the United States Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point, and former officer in the United States Merchant Marine. Listen to my program Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on WGSO AM 990. Get into